بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. مكتبة الموحدين بالتعاون مع عدة مساجد في منطقة البحر الكاريبي والولايات المتحدة يسرها أن تقدم لكم محاضرة لفضيلة الشيخ محمد عواد مهجري حفظه الله تعالى، وهي عبارة عن شرح للآية 44 من سورة الأنعام. Mawahideen Publications, in conjunction with several masajid in the Caribbean and U.S., is pleased to present a lecture entitled, In the Midst of Their Enjoyment, They Were Plunged into Destruction, by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Awaji Muhjari, hafidhullah. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His help and forgiveness, and we seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our own wicked deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. Whomsoever Allah allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is the servant and messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Line
unmuted.
تقوى الله جل وعلا في السر والعلن، وتقوى الله سبحانه هي جماع كل خير، وهي أن يعبد الإنسان ربه على نور من الله يرجو ثواب الله، وأن يترك معاصي الله على نور من الله يخشى عقاب الله.
The first thing that every person should advise himself before others with is to fear and be dutiful towards Allah, both in secret and openly. And fearing Allah, having taqwa of Allah, is the key to every type of goodness. And what it means to have taqwa is to worship Allah upon light from Allah, hoping for the reward of Allah, and leaving alone the prohibitions of Allah, fearing the punishment of Allah upon light from Allah.
في هذا اللقاء الطيب المبارك مع الإخوة الطيبين السلفيين لتذاكر العلم الشرعي الذي هو حياة القلوب وسعادة النفوس وبه يشرح الله الصدور، أحب أن أطمنهم أن شيخنا الشيخ محمد بن هادي المدخلي في صحة جيدة بعد أن أجريت له عملية، وقد كثرت الأسئلة حول صحة الشيخ، والحمد لله صحته بخير وعافية، وسنزوره قريبا إن شاء الله.
At the beginning of this very blessed meeting with our good Salafi brothers, an order and the purpose for this meeting is gathering to study with one another that knowledge of the religion, that knowledge which is the source of all happiness in this life. I would like to announce to everyone that our noble Sheikh Muhammad ibn Hadi Madkhali, hafizahullah, is in good health, alhamdulillah. He is in good health after having undergone an operation. And this is praise to Allah that his health is good. And inshallah, very soon we will go visit him in person.
وعنوان هذا الدرس وهذا اللقاء المبارك حول هذه الآية التي تقشعر منها الأبدان، ويخاف من مغبتها أهل الإيمان، وكيف لا وهم يعيشون في نعم الله سبحانه وتعالى ولا يعلمون هل أدوا شكر هذه النعم أم لم يؤدوا شكر النعم، والتقصير والزلل حاصل من العبد. نسأل الله جل وعلا العافية والسلامة.
The title of this darse, the title of this lecture is concerning the explanation of a verse from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a verse which when the people of Iman hear it, they get goosebumps and their skin trembles out of fear of it. And the reason for this is because the people of Iman are living, enjoying the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they don't know whether or not they have actually given thanks for those blessings. And so, we fear that this ayah might apply to us for not giving thanks to all of those blessings which we are living with.
وهذا الاستدراج من صفات الله الفعلية التي يفعلها الله متى شاء بعبده الذي يستحق هذا الفعل. وأعظم الاستدراج الوقوع فيما يغضب الله سبحانه وتعالى. فكيف يفعل الإنسان عملا أو يقول قولا وفيه مخالفة لربه خالقه ورازقه ومحييه ومميته والممتن عليه آناء الليل وأطراف النهار بنعم عظيمة لا يستطيع لها حصرا ولا عدا؟
This concept of istidraj, or Allah continually giving a person blessings in order to lead them farther and farther into sins, because they don't give thanks for those blessings. This is one of the descriptions of Allah, one of His attributes. And He performs this action whenever He wants to, whoever He wants. And the worst type of this istidraj, the absolute worst type, is the type which incurs Allah's anger. And this is when a person does or says something to incur the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of the fact that He is the one who brought them into life, and He is the one who will cause them death.
وأعظم الاستدراج أن يكون المرء مصرا وواقعا في الشرك بالله سبحانه وتعالى الذي هو أعظم الذنوب. والله سبحانه وتعالى يعطيه من النعم ويصب عليه من الخيرات ما لا يحصيه، ثم هو مع ذلك يصرفها في غير مرات الله. والشرك بالله سبحانه وتعالى استدراج عظيم. وفي قوله تعالى فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به بيان أن الله جل وعلا أقام الحجة على الخلق، فمنهم من أعرض ونسوا بمعنى أتوا بأسباب النسيان بأنفسهم فلم يعملوا بأوامر الله ونواهيه.
The greatest type of istidraj, we're not giving thanks for those blessings of Allah, such that Allah will continually give them blessings so that the person will fall into sins. The greatest type of that istidraj is a person falling into the sin of shirk, which is without a doubt the greatest of all sins. Allah continually pours His blessings upon His servants to the extent that they can't even count them, they're so plentiful. And then this person takes those blessings of his Lord and uses them for some purpose other than pleasing his Lord. Shirk is the greatest type of istidraj, using the blessings of Allah for other than the pleasure of Allah. And so when Allah says, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ, as soon as they were caused to forget what they had been reminded of, this is a proof that Allah has established a burden, has established the burden of proof, and established and explained the message to the people and to His creation. But some of them, because of their own sins, were caused to forget that message because of their own sins.
والله جل وعلا يعاقب العبد بما يشاء وله الحكمة البالغة في ذلك. ومن أعظم العقوبة على المسلم أن يجعل الله قلبه غافلا عن طاعته وذكره، وهو يصب عليه النعم ويمده بالعافية ويعطيه ما يشاء من هذه الدنيا، وقلبه غافل لاه عن الله يعيش حياة بهيمية. واعلم أيها الأخ المبارك أنه إذا وصل بهذا الرجل إلى هذه الحال فقد وقع في استدراج الله سبحانه وتعالى له.
Allah punishes his servant with whatever he wishes, and he has a great wisdom in doing that. And the greatest punishment of all is causing the heart of a servant to be negligent and forgetful of the remembrance of his Lord. Allah pours out his blessings upon his servants, and in spite of that, many of them are forgetful of these blessings, and they don't remember their Lord. And so they live in a state of heedlessness, and they live in a state just like a beast. They live just like an animal, because they are forgetful of their Lord. Oh, my blessed brother, you should know that if a person falls into a state such as this, a state of total forgetfulness of his Lord, then he has fallen into the greatest and worst type of istidraj.
وكيف يعرف المسلم أن ما أصابه من هذه النعم استدراج من الله سبحانه وتعالى؟ الجواب أن يقال أنه إذا استغل هذه النعم في طاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى وفي كل أمر مباح يرضي الله عز وجل عنه فهو قد أدى شكر هذه النعم، وإن صرفها استعملها في غير طاعة الله أو ألهته عن ذكر الله وعن عبادة الله وعن التفكر في مخلوقاته سبحانه وتعالى التي تزيد من إيمانه وتقوي عزيمته في الثبات على الخير، فليعلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى استدرجه.
How is a Muslim to know whether or not the blessings he has been given are istidraj? How's a Muslim supposed to know whether these blessings that he is enjoying are actually a punishment that he has been given so that he can fall further and further into sin? What's the answer to this question? The answer is that if a person uses the blessings that Allah has given him in order to worship and be obedient to Allah, and he uses those blessings in doing everything which is permissible, then he is given thanks for the blessings of Allah. However, if he uses these blessings that his Lord has given him for doing other than worshiping his Lord, and if these blessings that his Lord has given him have distracted him from the remembrance of his Lord, then he should know that these blessings are istidraj.
وكما أن هذا الاستدراج يقع على الفرد فهو يقع على الجماعة وعلى مجموع الأمة، فإذا انشغلوا عن ذكر الله وعن تطبيق سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن تحكيم شرع الله في أمورهم الحياتية والمعيشية فقد وقعوا في استدراج الله سبحانه وتعالى لهم. قال الله جل وعلا: وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة إن أخذه أليم شديد. فالله لم يأخذهم بابتداء الذنب، وإنما استمروا وتجرعوا وتواصلوا ولم ينكروا هذا المنكر ولم يأمروا بالمعروف حتى أوقعهم الله سبحانه وتعالى في عقوبة الاستدراج.
And just as istidraj is a punishment that befalls some individuals, this punishment also befalls groups of people. And in fact, it can befall the entire nation, the entire Muslim nation. And this is in the case that if they use the blessings that they have been given and they busy themselves with them, and in doing so, they forget their Lord. And they don't remember their Lord, and they don't practice the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they don't practice the divine law that Allah has revealed for them to make the source of ruling both in their personal lives as well as in their their lives as a community. And thus Allah says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَىٰ وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. And thus is the seizing and the punishment of your Lord when He seizes the oppressive and wrongdoing nations and villages. Indeed, His seizing is painful and severe. Allah does not snatch and seize and punish these nations and these villages and groups of people in the beginning when they first start committing these sins. Rather, if they continually let sin happen and no one speaks out against it, if they do not and they continually for a long time, they continually fail to command the good and they fail to forbid the evil, this is when Allah punishes them as a group.
وقد قص الله جل وعلا علينا في كتابه الكريم أحوال الأمم الماضية مع أنبيائهم عليهم الصلاة والسلام، وكيف أن الله جل وعلا أقام عليهم الحجج ووضح لهم البراهين ورأوا المعجزات التي بعث بها أنبياؤهم عليهم الصلاة والسلام، وما زادهم ذلك إلا استكبارا وكفرا بهؤلاء الأنبياء وعنادا وإعراضا، فوقعوا في الاستدراج فأخذهم الله جل وعلا بالعذاب العظيم. ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى تفاصيله في كتابه. قوم نوح وقوم هود وقوم صالح وقوم شعيب وقوم لوط وجاء قوم إبراهيم وقوم موسى وبني إسرائيل وغيرهم كثير من الأمم الذين وقعوا في استدراج الله سبحانه وتعالى لهم.
Allah has told us in His glorious book about the conditions of the nations of the past and what happened to them with the prophets that He sent to them. Allah clarified to those nations and established upon them the proof and showed them the right way. He clarified to them the evidence and showed them the right way. And He showed them and sent to them prophets and messengers who came with miracles. And these miracles increased them in nothing other than their own arrogance and turning away from their Lord. And thus Allah snatched them and seized them with a painful punishment. This was the case with the people of Nuh and the people of Hud and the people of Salih and Shu'aib and Ibrahim and Musa and many other peoples and many other villages and nations to whom Allah sent prophets and messengers.
وقد بين النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في نصوص كثيرة أن العبد يبسيء والله سبحانه وتعالى يمهله ويمده بالصحة والعافية ويرجيه لعله يتوب لعله يستغفر فيغفر الله له. ففي الحديث القدسي يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول الله جل وعلا: أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني، فإذا ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي، وإن ذكرني في ملأ ذكرته في ملأ خير منهم. وفي الحديث الآخر يقول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الله يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار، ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل حتى تطلع الشمس من مغربها.
Also, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام clarified in many different texts the fact that the servant will be in a condition in which Allah gives him plenty of time. Allah gives him plenty of time and doesn't punish him hastily. Rather, Allah gives him health and He gives him well-being and continues to give him an opportunity to repent for his sins and seek his Lord's forgiveness. As is shown in the Hadith Qudsi, in which the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah said that I am according to the opinion of my servant of me. If he mentions me while he is alone, I will mention him alone. If he mentions me while in a gathering, I will mention him in a gathering, which is even better than it. And in another hadith, Prophet ﷺ said that Allah, he extends his hand at night, so the person who committed sins in the daytime may seek repentance. And that he extends his hand in the daytime, so the person who sinned at night may seek repentance. And he continues to do this until the sun rises from the west.
ويقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق اتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا الآيات من سورة الكهف حتى قال الله جل وعلا وإن حتى قال الله جل وعلا وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا هذه الآيات فيها بيان حال الناس وحال الأمم التي أعطاهم الله جل وعلا النعم وصب عليهم الخيرات وأرسل إليهم الرسول ومع ذلك تركوا الإيمان به واستبطأوا عذاب الله وتهكموا بأنبيائهم ورسلهم وجادلوا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق فحق عليهم عذاب الله.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His glorious book, and what has prevented the people from believing when the guidance has come to them? And what has prevented the people from believing, except that when the sunnah of the people who came before them has come? And what has prevented them from seeking forgiveness? No.
وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ لِيُدْحِضُوا بِهِ الْحَقِّ واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
ممكن كريم كريم يا شيخ مقطع 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 عن مقاطع قصيرة.
وما نرسل المرسلين
and we do not
إلا مبشرين ومنذرين
except to give glad tidings as in to warn people.
ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل
and the disbelievers, they argue with people in falsehood
ليدحضوا به الحق
so that they can extinguish the truth.
واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا
and they have taken my verses and what they have been warned with as they take it in play and jest.
انتبهوا لهذه الآية التي سألقيها فهي لخصت موضوع الاستدراج وبينت العذاب.
Pay attention to the ayah which we're going to say next because it sums up the topic of istidraj and how people are punished for it.
قال تعالى ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها
Allah the Exalted said, who is more unjust than the person who is reminded with my signs and then he turns away from them?
وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَهُ
And he forgets what his own hands have committed.
إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَن يَفْقَهُوهُ
We have placed upon their hearts a seal which prevents them from understanding.
وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا
And we have placed a seal over their ears so that they can't hear.
وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَن يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا
And if you call them to guidance, they will never be guided.
هذه الآية بينت أن من أعرض عن ذكر الله ونسي الذنوب والمعاصي التي قدمتها يداه عاقبه الله بأن طبع على قلبه ولم يستفد من قلبه ولا سمعه شيئا
This ayah clarifies that whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah will be punished by having a seal placed over his heart such that he will not understand the truth and he doesn't benefit anything from his sight or his hearing.
ويقول جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا فالله جل وعلا أهلكهم بعد أن بين عليهم الحجة وأمهلهم زمنا طويلا ولكن لما ظلموا جعل الله لنزول العذاب عليهم موعدا لا يتخلف
Allah the Exalted says in his book وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَرَمُوا And those are the villages which we destroyed as soon as they committed oppression and wrongdoing. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْعِدًا And we have made for their destruction an appointed time. So Allah destroyed them, but only after having given them ample time and given them plenty of opportunities to turn around and to repent from their sins. So he gave them plenty of time, but they didn't benefit from this time.
وهناك سؤال أود أن تنتبهوا إليه بارك الله فيكم.
There's a question I would like for you all to pay close attention to it. May Allah bless you.
هل كل من وقع في ذنب يكون قد استدرجه الله سبحانه وتعالى؟
Is everyone who commits a sin, have they fallen into istidraj of Allah?
Al-jawab.
The answer.
أن الإنسان يقع في الذنب والزلل وليس بمعصوم منه. ولا يكون استدراجا إلا إذا استمر عليه وواصل عليه.
The answer to this question is that the person, that a human being will fall into sins, and that no human is safe from falling into sins. We all commit sins. But the sins that we all commit are not a form of istidraj, not a form of leading us into a point where there's no return until and unless the person continually does that sin and keeps doing that sin and fails to repent from it.
ولذا أمره الله جل وعلا بالتوبة النصوح لأنه يعلم الله منه أنه سيذنب.
This is why Allah commands the human being to repent sincerely because he knows that human beings are bound to commit sins.
فيجب علينا جميعا أن نخاف من عقوبة الله ومن استدراج الله أفأمنوا مكر الله فلا يعمل مكر الله إلا القوم الخاسرون.
And so it is obligatory upon all of us to fear from the punishment of istidraj, of falling into a sin and being led into a point of no return. Allah says, أَفَأَمِنُوا مَكْرَ اللَّهِ. Do they feel free? Do they feel safe from the plotting of Allah? فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. No one feels free and safe from the plotting of Allah except for the losing people.
ويقول جل وعلا في أول سورة الأنبياء.
And Allah says at the beginning,
اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون.
Allah says in the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah of the Prophets, اقترب للناس حسابهم. The reckoning and the calling to account has come very close to the people. وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. And they are in a state of heedlessness and turning away.
مَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا اسْتَمَعُوهُ وَهُمْ يَلْعَبُونَ.
Never does a reminder come to them from their Lord, except that they hear it, and they're not really listening. They're playing.
لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم.
لاهية قلوبهم. Their hearts are in a state of heedlessness. وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And the people who were sinful, wrongful, and oppressive, they secretly gathered. And they say to themselves, تَكْمِيَةُ الْآيَةِ شَيْخُ وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا.
وَأَسَرُّ النَّجْوَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا هَلْ هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ.
And so the wrongful, sinful people, they gather secretly and they say, is this anything other than a human being who has come to you? Are you to fall into magic and you see clearly?
فيجب علينا جميعا أن نحذر من عذاب الله. وعلينا أن نجاهد أنفسنا في البعد عن معاصي الله. وإذا وقع منا شيء علينا بالإسراع إلى التوبة والندم على ما فات والعزم على عدم العودة. وليكثر الإنسان من الدعاء كل وقت وحين أن يجنبه الله مساخطه.
And so it is an obligation upon all of us to beware of the punishment of Allah. And it's an obligation upon all of us to strive against our own selves, such that whenever we fall into some sin, we're bound to fall into some sin, that we hasten to turn back to Allah and repent to Him. And we should also frequently make dua, asking Allah to prevent us from doing anything that will incur His anger.
وإذا أكثر الإنسان من الأعمال الصالحة وأخلص لله فيها واتبع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وسأل ربه الثبات على الدين يسر الله سبحانه وتعالى له أمره وشرح صدره وجنبه الفتن.
And if a person is to continually do righteous deeds and he is sincere in doing those deeds only for the pleasure of Allah, and he follows the sunnah of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in doing those deeds, and he asks his Lord for firmness to keep him firm upon his religion, then Allah will make easy for him his affair and he will expand his chest, and he will guide him to all that is good.
ولنأخذ مثلا نعمة من نعم الله التي أنعم الله بها علينا في أجسامنا، ولننظر هل نستعملها في طاعة الله فنؤدي شكرها، أم نستعملها في معصية الله فيكون ذلك استدراجا من الله لنا.
Let's take for an example one of the blessings, one of the many blessings that Allah has given all of us, one of those physical blessings that Allah has given us in our bodies. Do we use this blessing in order to obey our Lord such that we give thanks for this blessing as we should, or do we use this blessing in order to disobey our Lord?
هذه النعمة هي نعمة البصر والنظر بالعينين إلى كل ما خلقه الله من حولنا، كيف أننا نستطيع أن نرى بها طريقنا وأن نشاهد بها ما حولنا وأن نستمتع بتلك المشاهدة؟ إذا استعملنا تلك النعمة في طاعة الله وغضضنا أبصارنا عما حرم الله واستعملناها في البكاء من خشية الله والتفكر في آلاء الله ومخلوقاته، كان ذلك شكرا لله سبحانه وتعالى على هذه النعمة.
If we use this blessing, which is the blessing of sight, and we use our sight to look at what is around us, we see the road that we are walking on, and we see what we need to take a look at, which is around us, to keep ourselves safe, then we have used that blessing properly. And if we use that blessing of sight and we guard our sight and lower our gaze from looking at anything that Allah has prohibited, if we use that blessing of sight and we use our eyes in order to cry out of fear for Allah, and if we look around us and we look at those beautiful things that Allah has created, and we use our sight to think about the beauty of those and tie that back to the power and omnipotence of our Creator, then and only then we have given thanks for this blessing of sight.
وإذا استعملناها في النظر إلى ما حرم الله من النساء التي يحرم النظر إليهن ومن التطلع على عورات المسلمين ومن الدخول في أماكن لا يجوز الدخول فيها أو النظر في كتب محرمة ككتب السحر وغير ذلك، فقد استعملنا بصرنا، وكان ذلك استعمالا محرما يسخط الله جل وعلا علينا ويخشى أن يكون استدراجا منه لنا.
On the other hand, if we use the blessing of sight to look at things which are prohibited upon us by Allah to look at, such as looking at women who are not our relatives, and looking at the private parts of the Muslims, and entering into places and looking around which we are not permitted as Muslims to enter into, and going into places and looking at things which are prohibited, such as looking at the books of magic. In this case, we have used the blessing of sight for other than what Allah has allowed us to use it for, and thus we would be committing a sin. And we should fear in such a situation. We should fear that by using this blessing of sight and looking at things which are not allowed for us to look at, that we are incurring Allah's anger upon ourselves.
أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يجعلنا ممن يعبده على بصيرة، وأن نطبق شرع الله وسنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم في أنفسنا. ونسأل الله جل وعلا ألا يجعلنا ممن استدرجه بالنعم وأخر له العذاب. ونسأل الله جل وعلا أن يحيينا على سنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأن يميتنا عليها.
We ask Allah the Great, the Lord of the Great Throne, to make us amongst those who worship Him upon clarity and who implement the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we ask Him to make us of those, we ask Him not to make us of those who use His blessings to incur His anger by way of istidraj, by using His blessings for other than what they were meant for, to worship Him and to obey Him. And we ask Him to grant us life and keep us all upon the religion of Islam as long as we live, and upon the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as long as we live, and to die upon those two things as well.
لا ننسى إخواننا المسلمين المستضعفين في كل مكان من الدعاء أن ينصر الله أحوالهم وأن يقوي ضعفهم وأن يجبر كسرهم وأن يقيم فيهم من يحكم شرع الله.
We should not forget our brothers all around the world who are being oppressed. When we are making dua, we should pray for them and ask Allah to rectify their affairs, to strengthen their weaknesses, and to raise from amongst them the people who will govern by the rule of Allah in their lands.
علينا أن ننشر الإسلام بأخلاقنا وحسن تعاملنا وصبرنا وحكمتنا التي أمر الله جل وعلا بها. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فوالله لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم.
And we should also spread the religion of Islam by our own good character and by having a good treatment of others and by being patient. And this is something that we have been commanded by Allah to do. In the Prophet ﷺ, he said, by Allah, if Allah guides one man because of you, it will be better for you than having a red camel, the most precious of wealth.
وعلينا جميعا أن نقف محذرين ومبينين من الأخطاء التي يقع فيها من ينتسب إلى الإسلام كحال الجماعات المنحرفة التي شوهت سمعة الإسلام كجماعة داعش وجماعة الإخوان المسلمين وجماعة التبليغ وغيرهم من الجماعات التي تشوه سمعة الإسلام في بلاد غير المسلمين فيظنون أن المسلمين كلهم كذلك.
We should also take a strong and firm position in warning against the errors that take place by the hands of some of those people who attribute themselves to Islam, such as those groups who have deviated, the deviant groups who have fallen away from the true teachings of Islam, such as the Muslim Brotherhood and Jama'at al-Tabligh and the other groups. These groups, they're actually ruining the reputation of Islam in the non-Muslim countries, such that by their actions, when the non-Muslims see their faulty actions, they think that all of the Muslims believe and act as they do.
انشروا سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلموها الناس واصبروا عليهم وعاملوهم بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. وفقنا الله وإياكم لما فيه الخير والصلاح، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وجزاكم الله عنا خير الجزاء، وأبلغوا إخوتنا السلام منا.
Spread the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and teach it to the people, and be patient with the people, and have a kind treating with the people in order to guide them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us success and guide us to what is pleasing and beloved to Him. All praise belongs to Allah, and may His peace and blessings be upon His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah bless you all, and please extend my salams to all of the brothers there. أحسن الله إليكم شيخنا وبارك فيكم وجعل ما قلتم في موازين حسناتكم يوما أنقاه.
لا تنسوني أيها الإخوة، لا تنسوني أيها الإخوة من دعواتكم لي بظهر الغيب، وفقنا الله وإياكم.
Also my brothers, do not forget to make dua for me when I am not present. May Allah grant all of us success. جزاكم الله كل خير.
حفظكم الله.
الله يحفظكم ويرعاكم.
وإياكم إن شاء الله. بارك الله فيك.
جزاكم الله كل خير يا شيخنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
حياكم الله.
الله يبارك فيكم.